you know, when we were children, I'm sure you were asked, what do you want to become? Yeah. Probably you said a doctor, another one said a pilot. Mm-hmm. There are those careers we thought have money. And actually, sometimes you think they are more lucrative than others. But there's no one size fits all.
Hi, and welcome to another episode of Make Money, the podcast. Today we are going to have quite the interesting discussion around careers, noting that careers have quite the bearing on financial outcomes for individuals. Now, of course, careers are never straightforward. There are up times, there are down times, people lose their jobs, people have to settle for jobs perhaps they might not have wanted to settle in, and sometimes they have to pivot also out of certain jobs. And to have this discussion today in terms of navigating careers, I have Liz Wimbia. And Liz Wimbia, I hope I'm getting your name right, is a careers coach. Perhaps if you could introduce yourself before we get into it.
Thank you very much. My name is Liz Oimbia, and you've pronounced it perfectly. And I'm a life coach and a career coach. And I work with individuals who want to transition either from business, from work to business, or careers and want to change, or something is happening in their careers and they're feeling stuck and not able to move to the next level. That is what I do.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I think I began by setting some context of the importance of careers, especially for most people will end up, you know, maybe working a job than starting a business. So careers become very integral to their financial outcomes and hitting some of the financial goals they might have. Perhaps the first question is, do we sometimes put so much emphasis, or do you feel if you would assess, you know, the average person, do we put too much emphasis? Do we sometimes not give the importance that careers deserve? What do you feel on that?
You know, the first thing, we are all working to get profit. Either you're in business, you're in career, your 8-to-5 job, you want to get some money at the end of the day so that you're able to sort out your family issues, your personal issues, your life issues. So basically, money is very important.
Yeah.
But sometimes we can focus too much on it that we forget our personal lives and we forget, what am I doing? Is it the right thing for me? What are my passions? What are my values? What is my strength? What is my weakness? So that with that question, when you start asking yourself that question, then you're able to understand, am I in the right place? Am I doing it right? So that now, even if you want to change or you want to grow higher, then you're able to have a place of a starting point.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. So I think it is very important to also, even though cash is important, to also check out, what are my passions? What are my values? What skills do I have? And how can I be better than I am today?
Yes. Yeah. And in terms of careers, would you always argue for a case of a best fit career? Maybe if you want to hit certain financial goals, is there something like the best fit career? Maybe this is what I want to achieve. I should go in this direction and not this other direction. Is there a formula, or is it a try and error, you know, try, fail and try again?
You know, when we were children, I'm sure you were asked, what do you want to become?
Yeah.
Probably you said a doctor, another one said a pilot.
Mm-hmm.
There are those careers we thought have money. And actually, sometimes you think they are more lucrative than others. But there's no one size fits all.
Yeah.
Because we are unique and our strengths are different. In fact, you will realize that unless you understand your skills, your interests, and you also research what works best for me, because we will go to school, basic education, go to campus or college, you get your skill set, then you go to the job market. When you go to the job market is when you realize, where am I fitting in and what works best for me? And when you get the niche, what is your strength? You work on it like life depends on it.
Yeah.
In my coaching, I believe that you design your life in color. Why? Because you are in charge of your life. So you've got to sit down and sometimes call yourself for a meeting.
Yeah.
What am I doing right? What is working for me? And in those cases is where you're like, is this where I want to be in the next 5 years, in the next 1 year? And then you can evaluate.
Yeah.
Like, this will give me the financial kick I need, and also it's my passion. Yes.
Yeah. And perhaps what happens when the expectations do not always match the outcomes? Perhaps, like you said, without these other lucrative careers, in a sense, you pick up that direction and you work hard at it. Say, even for some of those careers, you might need 6 years of preschooling for it, maybe medicine.
Imagine.
Doesn't turn out to be what you thought. Yes. How do you get back and, you know, keep your head above water in a sense?
Yes, I've found people, like there's one guy, he's an editor, he's in love with production, and he has studied medicine.
Mm-hmm.
He's basically been in campus for over 6 years, studied medicine, and he's saying, that's not what I want to do, but I will keep it because I want to finish and become a doctor to help my society, my community.
Yeah.
But to help, it won't be my main career. My main career is to have a production house.
Mm-hmm.
And I was thinking, wow, how amazing. Others will go and go to school because of their parents. They were told to go and do a degree in a certain area. And they went, they finished, they come back, they give their parents the degree, and they're like, I'm done. So you may find yourself in that area. But I think the first thing you need to do is to be flexible and adapt to what is happening around you. And then how can you transfer the skills that you learned? Because even though you're a doctor, there are skills that you learned that probably would be used in another area of your life that you're really interested and really passionate about.
Yeah.
Then you, when you look at the transferability of your skills, then you start from there. The other thing is you will need to seek mentorship. You will need to go for networking things. Why? Because they help you understand. Now, if I want to move from this career because I'm not feeling like it's doing for me, this is the area I want to go to. You go see how do they work? Yeah. What happens? Is it really still what I want to do?
Mm-hmm.
And then you will need to invest on your time because it means you will have to upgrade your skills. And that means going back to school, and you will need to have the financial cushion that you need. And another thing that I keep saying is that, what is your gut telling you? Because when you sleep at night is when you really think about those things. What's your gut telling you? Are you sure you want to change? Because career change is not bread and butter. It's a lot of work and a lot of sacrifice. Are you ready for it? Where is your family at? Are you still having small babies? Are your children older? Then you can make such decisions.
And I think the other question for me, just as an example, is someone has come into a specific field. The first days of it, they love it. They cherish it. The reward is there in terms of, you know, earnings and so on. But they get to a point where, I think you talked about it previously, where you feel stuck and you feel the need to, perhaps, I don't know, you might consider moving or so on. Or some don't even know what exactly to do. They love this job, ended up landing what was their dream job 2-3 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
It's 5 years later, 6 years later. They don't feel the same way about that, their career choice. And especially this is a question that comes up around, especially Gen Z, as the younger generation, where, you know, some of them will not want to hold, you know, a dead 9 to 5, dead rubber job. How do you move forward with that? How do you react to it? And
one thing you need to do a lot of self-assessment to understand, as I had said earlier, what are my strengths? What are my values? What are my passion? What drives me at night when I wake up, think, what drives me? Because you should not sit down and like, I want to change my career because I don't like my boss.
Yeah.
I don't like where I work.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like having to wake up in the morning. Those are very flimsy reasons for you to want to change your career.
Yeah.
Because whichever area you will go to, because sometimes there's this facade that doing business is better than having an 8-to-5 job, but doing business has its own challenges. So every area has its own challenges. You'll need to assess, why do I want to change? Then another thing you'll also need to check, the skills I have currently. If I want to change, can I reuse them? Are these skills able, can I be able to reuse them? Another thing is that you will need to seek sometimes therapy, so that you sit down with a career coach and you go through your, like, now you're feeling that you're maybe stuck. Maybe it's just that you're not, you've not improved your skill in a certain area so that you can do more than you normally do.
Yeah.
Because maybe your work involves very clear cut duties and job description, which sometimes can be boring, depending on also who you really are, maybe your temperament and the person you're becoming.
Yeah.
Therefore, you feel like it's too much for you. Maybe you could evaluate and see, maybe I need another skill, add to it, and request my boss or my company that I'm working for, can I do Can you add this to my job? So that your job is now more interesting. Mm-hmm. Because when a job is not interesting, there's no, what can I say? There's no reason to stay on, to sacrifice, to put in the effort. But also we need to realize that the grass looks greener on the other side.
Yeah.
But they have worked on it. They have watered it. What are you doing for yourself? And that's mm-hmm. why I keep saying, look for us, career coaches. Why? We will be able to help you sometimes get unstuck. Because maybe it's a total change of career.
Yeah.
Maybe it's a tweak of getting new skills. And then you're able to thrive in what you're doing and enjoy. Because at the end of the day, you've got to be happy. You've got to enjoy life and not feel like there's nothing interesting in life.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And I think sticking to around pivoting and the need for change,
mm-hmm.
you mentioned earlier that it's a lot of putting in the work. I've seen incredible stories of people changing their careers, you know, dead center of raising a family. So you have kids growing up and you're going back to school, seeing people even doing medicine, you know, in their early 40s, and they end up finishing that. For someone considering pivoting perhaps, what should they know? What's the reality?
The reality is that it's a lot of sacrifice. One, you will need to cut off your social life, you like it or not, because there's no way you will go to school and you have your family and then you're still parting the way you were doing it before.
Yeah.
You will have to sacrifice. You will have to have standards that are different. You will have now to really evaluate, who are my real friends? What are the functions that I will need to attend? So your social life will have somehow shrink. Another thing that is very critical is your family. If you're a married person, it means that you will need to sit down with your spouse and agree on the need for you to change. Because it means that it will affect how the family runs. Maybe you've decided that there's a job in Mogadishu.
Yeah.
And it's what you really want,
mm-hmm.
you will need to sit down with your spouse and agree, yes, I'm going to travel to Mogadishu. What is involved? How shall we plan our children? How shall we plan everything around family setup? And normally it's a big sacrifice for the family, because when you get married, probably you didn't imagine that one of you would leave the country and one is left behind. And maybe where you're transitioning, you don't have the whole family together.
Mm-hmm.
But for example, you're leaving career and going to business. Where will the capital come from? Are you able to sit down as a family also? Agree that we will need to sacrifice more. We will need to have to change the way we do things so that we can have the financial capability for us to be able to get into business. I've seen where families where one spouse agrees, let me go to my 8-to-5, you get into business.
Yeah.
And it complements very well.
Mm-hmm.
But here is where you'll need a lot of people to be authentic, honest, real, and be patient that they will need to grow and grow one step to another, because success is not an overnight thing. Yes, it's sold a lot online, but it's not true. There's a lot of work done into it.
Yeah, yes. Yeah. And is there anything in a sense of how much do you have to give in terms of sacrifice? Is there somewhere where you have to max out and be like, okay, maybe for now I can just hold fort where I am? Maybe I can push more? Because it's quite, like you just mentioned, relationships are challenged.
Mm.
If you have to entirely quit whatever you are doing now, that means you have your finances are, you know, upset in a sense.
Mm.
What are the factors to consider? As much as you want to push for that change, then you still want to do it sensibly. And like you said, the honesty part, the transparency part, being honest with yourself, being real with yourself.
Yes.
What are some factors that might dictate, okay, maybe you need to check, you just can't, you know, be overbearing in your push towards transitioning and so on?
Yes. The first thing is you have to know, is this what I really want? The passion has to be there.
Yeah.
And passion alone can't sustain you. You need to also know, is it my purpose? Is it what I want to do totally from the bottom of my heart? And that is why I keep saying that is something that you can't just do, wake up and do. You need to properly research, understand that that is what you want to do. Number two, which is very critical, you got to show up your finances. How have you arranged your finances? If you don't have the financial strength to make that decision, that change, give it some time. and do it bit by bit as you're still working in the place you are. That's why we talk about side hustles. Yeah. That's why we go to school when we are still employed. There are some careers change that you can't as work and study, maybe medicine. But some you can still study in the evening.
Mm-hmm.
We have online classes. There's a lot of variety. So that by the time you're transitioning, you have a plan in place. But I will caution and say that no matter which plan you have, it can also fail. So be ready to put on your gloves and fight and ensure that you will still have the courage to mm-hmm. still soar. The other thing is that you will have to have faith over fear.
Yeah.
There's no way you can do anything without faith, because you will have to trust that what you want to do, you will do it. You will need the courage. And at any time there is a transition, there is a change, there's a lot of fear of the unknown.
Yeah.
Because you don't know what will happen. But in life, I don't think there's anything that is certain. Even that job you're working,
mm-hmm.
there's no certainty. We've seen technology changing things. Today we are doing things, AI has come in, and there are many things that AI is doing that was being done by humans. They're being replaced. What will you do? How are you changing with that technology? Because technology will come. It will so swipe away your job.
Yeah.
Are you abreast about it? Are you thinking about it? Are you working towards embracing that change?
Yeah.
Because if you don't, utachwa kwa mata. The other thing is that you will need also to understand your family setup. How is it? You will have to think through it very hard. Because at the end of the day, you may gain your career and lose your children.
Yeah.
You may gain the money but have no children
mm-hmm.
who are okay, because they needed you. And especially mothers, we have a bigger burden, quote unquote. It doesn't mean that the fathers don't,
yeah.
but mothers have a bigger burden. So how much are you willing to sacrifice? But at the end of the day, your first role is a mother. So don't sacrifice too much for your children, because they will need you. They need you that time.
Yeah.
And in the future, after some years, they don't need you. You can always change your career at 45. You can. It is possible. You're young enough, you can do it. But you've got to have the guts, the courage, and the faith to do it.
All right, great. I think before wrapping up, I'd like to talk a bit about the career coaching landscape. I think this is my first time, I'll admit, to meeting a career coach in person.
Okay.
I think most of us, we have our best friends that you go seek advice from. Perhaps if you, some of us know relationship managers in banks.
Mm-hmm.
We have our pastors, but we never seem to have our career coaches, as much as career is quite integral to the journey. Perhaps
true.
If you speak to the importance of career coaches, I know here, of course, you're in your field, of course, there's obviously that bias towards what you're doing. But in reality, do we really need career coaches? Do we need to consider that, especially when we are making those changes? I'm sure you might not need them every other time, but whenever you're making big choices around your work, your career path, and so on, do you feel it's time we start embracing as individuals that, let me just talk through someone who's a professional, have a feel of how they would see things, especially on their own end, so that we can, you know.
One thing I'll say is this, is that a coach, a life coach, is something that if you don't have, you're not taking your life seriously. Because a life coach helps you navigate some things in life. You may have a life coach who is virtual. Probably you watch them online.
Yeah.
Probably you see them physically. Or you have virtual meetings with them. You've got to have that part of your life taken care of. Because when you have a coach around you, the thing they do is that they help you look at different perspectives than the perspective you're looking at. Sometimes you would be wanting to change your career. But when you go sit down with a coach, you realize actually your career is not the problem.
Yeah.
Maybe it's your marriage that is a problem.
Mm-hmm.
And you need to sort out your marriage so that you can enjoy your career.
Yeah.
You could be finding that maybe you want to end your marriage, but maybe it's not the marriage the problem, it's the career that's a problem. That is why when you sit down with a coach is supposed to be impartial. They will not give you advice, but they will give you different perspectives and give you tools to really sit down and consider what do personal introspection, so that you're able to understand what is good for me, what will work for me now and also in the long run. So that is what we do, and we help you now understand probably who are you, what are you, why were you created, what are your passions. We are able to help you do that analysis. Yeah. Then we will give you tools to help you understand, this is what I want to do. How much do I love it? That thing that I want to chase. Because even when we are starting businesses, we are like, we start business because your friend started, or mm-hmm. because your mother told you to start, or somebody. It's not something you have sat down and thought. But if you sit with a career coach, what we do, if now let's say it's a business, we will sit down and we put in a financial person so that we can also look at the figures. Because before you start a business, it's important. Look at the financials, because they help you understand, am I going to be making money, or how will it be? Because if you go to business, there are likelihood of getting a positive or a negative feedback. And what lessons am I willing to learn? And there's this example where there's this guy, there's a drink called 7-Up.
Yeah.
And the reason it was called 7-Up is because he tried 6 times, failed. But on the 7th time, it mm-hmm. worked. So you can imagine how much do we have the tenacity or the bandwidth or the grace to know that failure will come. I've been in business for quite a while. And sometimes you do a project and you're thinking it's going to bring money and it flops. But do you give up? You don't. You will need to have that tenacity. So at the end of the day, you will need to be working with somebody. Friends are good, but you need a coach. A coach will help you navigate many things. And we are so many nowadays, and we are willing to work with you. You find somebody you can connect with, please. Let them be part of your journey.
Great. Mm. I think my final one is just for someone listening in and like, you know, taking interest in wanting to seek, you know, the same advice. Mm. Where can someone find Liz and her work? Just to wrap it up.
Great. You can find me online on social media, Liz Oimbia, or you can find me on Life Connect. You type Liz Oimbia on Google, you will find me. On Facebook, you will find me, Life Connect, Liz Oimbia. And my number is 0722-84-2490. I'm available on call or on WhatsApp. You can get me anytime. And my desire and my goal is to just see, can your life become colorful? Because life should be colorful, should be mm-hmm. enjoyable.
Yeah.
And no matter what challenges you're going through, there's always need for you to have somebody who will help you just change the perspective a little, that you can see the light that is still there within you, and you're able to rise again and become the best version of yourself.
Great. I'd like to thank you for being on the podcast. And that has been Liz Oimbia, a life coach and careers coach. And this has been Make Money the Podcast. And this podcast is a production of The Business Daily.